Thank you very much for arranging for these celebrations. Who delivered such nice? Who's behind it? Who are the? Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. Please send a big shkoyach on behalf of the Chofetz Chaim and his followers.
has that been recorded?
It actually is. Yes. Yeah. Who else deserves a shkoyach for arranging? Who is the steering committee of this event? You are involved? Okay, fine. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, let's learn a little bit of Seif Dalet, just to ensure that we keep the consistency up. So that's page 326, the Simon Shin Chavches, Seif Dalet. And we're going to be learning, we're not going to be complete the Seif, because it's very important. Makashal Chalal. We're not talking about internal illnesses. So we discussed yesterday that when it comes to to defining who is a Chole Sheyesh B'Sakana, we have the general understanding and a general approach that anything which is a makshel chalal, which is an internal wound, is considered a sakonas nefesh, a pikuach nefesh, a chole sheyesh b'sakona. And hence, and with this understanding, we can, with the Seif Dalet tells us, makshel chalal, an internal wound, eino tzricha oimit, is not in an assessment. Shafilu, that even, ein shom bekin, if there's no experts, for chole, eino oimit klum, and the ill person doesn't say anything. His pava, he doesn't say, yes, I am very ill, or no, I'm not sick at all. But we just know that there is an internal wound. We do everything which is required on for his improvement of his situation, like it would be a weekday. But when it is known, when this is a recognized illness, that if you wait a little bit, nothing will happen. You can wait until Shabbos, nothing will happen. Yes, we know exactly what it is. It's a recognized, well-established situation and circumstance. We know that he can wait until Shabbos, nothing will happen. He will not deteriorate. So then the halacha is, also lechalal alav, we cannot do chalal Shabbos, although it is a internal wound. So basically, the point of it is a very important yesod, that we're learning now that there's two points. Really, the first point is that when it comes to assessments, so a makshel chalal, yes, if you know this is something dangerous, it goes without saying. But even if you're not sure, what it is, something is really, you know it's internal, but you're not quite sure what it is. We're learning now, it does not require further assessment. You have to assume it's pikuach nefesh. Somebody's got an internal illness, something internal, and he hasn't fully established what it is, you do not need further assessment. You're going to assume that it's sakonas nefoshes. These are the words, makashel chalal. Once you know it's a makashel chalal, eino tzricha oimit, does not require assessment. Shafilo ein shom mikin, even if there's no experts who are telling us so, v'chol ein oimit klum, the chol doesn't say anything, oisim lo kol shirigim lasu v'chol, you can go for it and treat him. So that will be, the halacha there will be, this is something which goes very much on the sefer of the Shulchan Aruch, when it is something we know and established and is recognized, this is something we can wait a bit and nothing will happen. It's we are confident that it will not deteriorate and it won't get worse if not treated. Also, you cannot do chilul Shabbos, although it's a makashul chalal. So even assuming that it is a makashul chalal, which it is because it's from the teeth on in, so nevertheless, we know it and we're recognizing it and there's no danger involved. So this will not be if it's an external wound. In what way? Why is this different than an external wound? In what way is this different than a not makshel chalal? That's right. The assumption is that if something is external, we're not going to say, as long as I don't know what it is, we're not assuming that it's a sakana. Here, as long as I don't know what it is, I'm assuming it's a sakana. Unless proven otherwise. An external wound, I'm assuming it's no sakana, unless proven otherwise. Yeah, that's right. That is the reason. That is the reason. That is the reason. Yeah. Until you can't see, and therefore you have to assume. Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Perhaps, because you can't see what it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. That's interesting. Yeah, what would be that? It's a good question. Because if it's a tongue, is a what would you call it? Magish? Yeah. No, throat was definitely a halal. But because you see it, because you can see it. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, I mean, if the symptoms are so evident that you know what it is and it's no sakona, then it doesn't matter that it's a makshel halal and mechanel is a Shabbos. Yeah, makirin, yeah. Yeah. What's interesting also, I will point out, and I'll finish off with that for tonight, that it is important to emphasize that we will go according to the medical understanding of that day. Because I did see that Achonim do mention it over here again, so I will emphasize it, that we will always go according to the understanding. If the doctor says this is the danger, it will be a danger. If the doctor says it's no danger, then it's not considered a danger. So we'll go very much in order, this oimet that we're referring to over here, when we are talking about assessments, it will go according to the medical understanding of that day. Okay, this is what we've covered tonight. I wish you all a good Shabbos. We'll continue with more details on this halacha, Be'ez Hashem, next week, which will be deep in our second cycle, Be'ez Hashem. Fine, good evening, good Shabbos.